You are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, learn, serve, and grow together in God's love. You can join us Sunday mornings for contemporary worship at 9 a.m. or for traditional worship at 11 a.m. During the summer, we meet for worship at 9:30 a.m. For more information, you can visit us online at covenantmadison.org.
So this Advent season, we are studying Christmas stories in each of the Gospels. We started Christmas at Mark's house, and Pastor Charlie talked about John the Baptist's call for repentance. Christmas at Mark's house was about preparing the way, cleaning out the junk. Last week, Pastor Clara talked about Christmas at Matthew's house and how Matthew leaves a big table for all sorts of members of our families, even and maybe especially those who we wouldn't necessarily think to sit next to. John's Christmas at John's house, is a little different. John's Christmas doesn't start on Christmas Day, but before time ever began. This is one of my favorite writings in the whole New Testament. I'm not sure if it's my favorite passage. You'll see me quoting Matthew 25 more often than this, but in terms of just writing, I think it's one of the most beautiful pieces of writing. It's mysterious, it's poetic. There's this musicality to it that's just unmatched. And the imagery is so commanding. So Christmas at John's house is not a story, but a song. Listen to the very first Christmas carol. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." A story of Christmas at John's house. It is December 14th. You're driving alone along a country road, leaving a Christmas party hosted by a distant relative out in the sticks. It's December, and a cold one at that, and despite your car's heat being turned on, your toes are still cold. It's late. Not so late that you're too tired to come to church the next day, but late enough that the darkness has been your driving companion for some time. You haven't encountered any signs of civilization for miles. You have your brights on because there's no way you'll blind any passing motorists. They haven't been seen for at least an hour. Occasionally, you'll pass by a driveway that disappears into the darkness. Who lives there? What kind of life do they lead? How long is that driveway, anyways? Those are the fleeting thoughts that pass through your mind as you continue down the road, the pavement rumbling beneath your tires as time passes. Then you see something down the way. a small, constant light, something almost like the filament in an old-fashioned light bulb, suspended in air just above the horizon. Curious at the appearance of this, you stop your car and you look for a while. It doesn't move. It doesn't dim or brighten, just a dot in the distance. You get back on the road. As you drive, the light gets bigger. It starts to take shape. The shape becomes recognizable as a house, a big one too. Eventually, you turn off your brights. There's no need. The light actually starts to illumine the road all on its own. You get closer. The house sits atop a bald hill, an old Victorian, stately but not gaudy, and it is arrayed with the largest light show you have ever seen on a house. White lights, pure white lights, not the colored lights that decorate so many other homes, none of the projected candy canes and snowflakes that dance across attached garages that have become so popular in the recent past. Small white lights, everywhere you can see. For some reason, this over-the-top display doesn't seem tacky or overdone. It looks natural. Like when the house was built, the architect also designed this lighting display that wouldn't be possible for at least another century. It's inspiring. You stop at the bottom of the hill and you look up. You see the lights. Like the entire house is an impossibility, an alien construction somehow placed in a location where you're surprised electricity even makes it. But then you see the windows, and you see somehow past the incandescence of the Christmas display, you see the warm glow of a fire. You see candles lit, and you realize that inside that incredible show of light is a man. You know this man, and you can't remember how. Probably knew him growing up, maybe a teacher, or one of your grandparents' friends from church, but for some reason he looks exactly as he looked back then. It's nice to see him, reassuring. You're glad he's doing well. He looks cozy. After a minute of admiring the house, the luminous display holding that reassuring glow inside, you get back on the road. But it doesn't seem so dark anymore. The rest of the way home, you spend your ride thinking with wonder at the sheer scope of the light. And in your heart, you feel the warmth and reassurance of that radiant firelight. This is Christmas at John's house. The brilliant light of creation. The comfort of that light made flesh. And the darkness shall never overcome.